Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting third. The left fielder, Hank Allen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Rickard. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Pete Rickard. And now, play ball. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brinkman. The throw from Josephson to Adair and they have Brinkman trapped. The throw over to Skowron, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen takes first base on ball four. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allen. Berry reaches second base with a double. Josephson moves to third. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harrelson. The throw from Josephson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova strikes out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John strikes out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a line drive towards third. McMullen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brinkman moves to second. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Senators. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. Locke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 1 in the game. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Casanova moves to second. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 1 in the game. Rickard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Casanova scores. Cullen moves to second. It's 4-0, Senators. John Buzzard now pitching. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Buzzard, and towards Weiss, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Berry strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Allen hits a line drive into left field. Berry picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Berry. Allen moves to second. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Don Locke. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bradford. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Allen scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Senators. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-2 in the game. Casanova takes first base on ball 4. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cullen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kirkland now playing right field. Fred Valentine now playing center field. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for John Buzzard. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Casanova settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Pete Rickert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rickert takes first base on ball 4. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brinkman bunts towards first. Skourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Weiss covering, for the out. Rickert moves to second. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McMullen strikes out. Two outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a line drive off the glove of Brinkman, and into shallow left field. Agee reaches second base with a double. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 0-for-2 in the game. Skourin hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Agee moves to third. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a line drive off the glove of McMullen, and into shallow left field. Berry reaches second base with a double. Agee scores. It's 5-1, Senators. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Adair reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. It's 5-2, Senators. John Romano pinch hits for Al Weiss. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Marv Steele now playing second base. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up towards short. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Hicks pinch hits for Dennis Higgins. Jim Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-3 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Agee hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Senators. Ron Klein now pitching. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-3 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Casanova hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Casanova. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Adair applying the tag. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cullen strikes out. Two outs. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Dwayne Josephson. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirkland. Burgess reaches second base with a double. Ed Stroud pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Marv Steele. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.